Hello and welcome to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast of the Odessa Development Corporation, where you hear about great things going on in Odessa, Texas, and where and how to do your business better and grow to even greater heights here in our community. So have Kirk Edwards with us today, President, CEO of Latigo
Petroleum.
So glad
to be here, Wes. Good to see you.
Been excited about this podcast for quite some time because we want to hear everything that's going on with you and your business.
Wes, this is one of the highlights of my year so far, just to be able to do this with you. So I'm excited about getting into this with you, too.
Well, appreciate you being here. As usual, you're fun to visit with and always got a lot going on. So I've seen you on the news, in the news, a lot going on with, of course, in the oil and gas industry in general. But your business specifically has been doing quite well, correct?
Well, again, we've been blessed to have made the right decisions during the right years. I mean, people have gotten in a lot of trouble in the oil and gas industry just in the last few years because they've taken on too much debt. So we've always, and a lot of people in Midland too, everybody's phobic about debt in West Texas. We've been through probably five of these up and down cycles since the 80s. And I think the operator, the oil and gas person in Midland and Odessa in particular are heady and have been through this and they make their bets right. Our bankers are a lot more conservative here locally than probably in other parts of the state. And so I think it's made for a very healthy environment for oil and gas to be located here in West Texas because it's really good when it's really good, but when it gets bad, people put in a lot of curbs and protection for you. So you don't get out of trouble, so you don't get into trouble too easily, I would say.
Well, and you said something that's interested me lately, and I've been traveling a little bit and talking to people around the country, and it's always, wow, things are great, but are we seeing a slowdown? Are we seeing this, or are we headed for recession? And, you know, I try to tell them that you can't keep breaking records every month. At some point, you have to level off. I've been saying it's kind of a level off recently. And of course, we've had some recent developments, obviously, that makes the oil price go up. But other than that, talk about the debt side of that, because I've been kind of thinking that some of these others that you've been seeing cutbacks or slowdowns have been maybe just a totally mismanagement of their funds, of the way they go out too fast, too hot, some of the bigger or some of the maybe the independents that we don't know as much about, but not really a slowdown, just maybe some adjustments in their management.
Yeah, until you see some of the bigger, what we call large independents, which we would have called major oil companies many years ago, you see them right now coming out and saying, we have 200 years mm-hmm. of inventory of wells to drill. Well, people, that sounds really good, but that means you're always spending money. Everything that you drill for and you make, you're putting back in the ground and you're putting back in the ground. And what has happened the last couple of years is the stockholders, the equity owners, they want to see some money coming back. So they want to see everybody operating within cash flow now. So it's this really interesting mantra that changed just in the last, I would say, year, which, again, they have talked to these major independents about how they're doing their stuff. And so now these guys, they are cutting back a little bit, I would say. I mean, you're seeing Concho and Pioneer and Apache and Oxy all, you know, not slowing down, but they're cutting back. They're drilling within their cash flow. But then you've got Chevron and Exxon coming out here and going great guns, too. So they just kind of mix it up. And some people stay busier 1 year and some people stay busier and some people stay consistent the whole way through. But all in all, it's been an incredible work environment for West Texas, especially in the service side of the business. It's just really, really a good work environment we have out here right now.
And you mentioned being in West Texas, and we do things differently in West Texas. Our attitude's a little bit different. Our perspective is different. Talk a little bit more about that, if you can, about the benefits of being here and being in the middle of it and having that background and experience in this industry as far as being able to be successful moving forward. And I think a little bit, even as oil and gas sort of does that up and down, as we all know it will, how your business specifically, but just in general, West Texas, Odessa, has been able to maybe be a little bit better at those now than we used to be.
One of the great things about being here in Odessa, it's just like our oil show. We have it every other year in October, and people here, like service companies, can set up a booth, and they have people from Houston come in, and they may see 20 to 30 great contacts in one day at our oil show. But if they try to go to Houston, they may only see two or three of them if they could get in. I mean, these people probably won't even see them if they flew to Houston. So It's that way in Odessa right now. If you have an oil company here or if you've got a service company here, you can go see your customer really easily. I mean, we're 10 minutes away from everything. If you've got things going on in Midland, we're 15 minutes from Midland. Our major international airport is right between the two towns. So, boy, does that make it easy for us to, you can still leave here in Odessa an hour and 5 minutes before your flight, maybe an hour and 10, park your car, go through security, and get on your plane. And nowhere else in the country can that happen. And because we've got a great new modern airport, we've got direct service everywhere from here. So it's really a really good place to be.
And, you know, you've said it, and another way to say that, it's just, I mean, we are the middle of everything in a lot of different ways, not just oil and gas, but just the ability to get to markets and get the products to market and different things like that. And we'll talk more about the pipeline capacities and all those kinds of issues like that. Latigo Petroleum specifically, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, Latigo came from my ability to operate different people's interest in the past few years. I've had several different companies here since I started out with Texaco in 1981 as a petroleum engineer, coming out as a chemical engineer at the University of Texas at Austin. And Texaco hired me out here. I've always lived in Odessa, worked in Midland, worked in a place called Pinwell, Texas, which is just on the west side of Odessa, for probably 5 years. That was my base office. And again, this is a phenomenal place to learn because you got so much oil and gas activity around here. As a young engineer, you've got frack work going on, cementing, stimulation, drilling, casing. There's no better place to learn than being here in Odessa. I mean, that's how it happened, and there's a lot of us that have taken that path. A lot of the engineers today aren't doing that, so it has changed in the last 20, 30 years for sure. But in starting my company, started in 86, which is probably the worst time ever to start an oil and gas company. That company is called Odessa Exploration. And we started drilling some wells because oil price went from $20 down to $10 a barrel while we were drilling our first well, so that was not very good. But we just kind of learned how to be lean and mean. And so started growing Odessa Exploration in 93. I sold out to a company called Key Energy, which was a big well servicing company. And one of our big costs on being an operator is the well servicing side of things. When your well goes down, that's always something that you have to have out there. So Key and I thought we'd have good synergies together. So we built a company, Odessa Exploration, that we ended up selling out. And I retired out of Key in 2001 and started managing oil and gas royalties. And from that, I developed some relationships with other royalty owners and ended up, what all that ended up doing was us buying a company called Latigo out of a pretty good size independent in 2013. And we operate mainly up in the Texas Panhandle, but again, we're based here in Odessa because it's just easy to do. Technology has made it phenomenal for people to operate from anywhere. And again, I think that's one of the things that we've got great coverage in Odessa with Wi-Fi and cell towers, and especially with the oil field. I mean, we're spending billions of dollars a month in the oil field out here. So we have to have the latest, greatest technology around us for the rigs to work, for the people to work. And again, so it makes it a great environment for people like me to be able to be based here, because everything I need in oil and gas, I can get off the web. And if it's a service company, they can come talk to me too. So it makes it a really unique atmosphere to be here.
Well, we want to wind down this topic and just remind everybody that you're listening to Opportunity Odessa, our podcast for the Odessa Development Corporation. You can follow us on Twitter at Odessa Develop, or like us on Facebook, the Odessa Development Corporation. You can hear these podcasts online. You can get them on any of the streaming media that you can get on Android or Apple phones. So we appreciate Kirk Edwards being here. We're going to continue this conversation, but glad you're listening to Opportunity Odessa, the podcast of the Odessa Development Corporation.